This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's time.
It's not J Law. It's not J Lo. It's Joy Law.
Ding dong. Hey, Rach, I'm a bit excited. I can now get married. Did you know that?
No.
And you can too.
I can.
We can both get married.
I know.
Now.
My mind is so blown that I have no words. So it's exciting.
We can both get married to our same sex partners.
Only if we have registered, though. Isn't that what happens?
That's it on the form. So to tell us about it, if we are a bit urgent, we want to actually get to the front of the queue, we've got the team from KHQ Lawyers, we've got Bonnie and we've got Bron here to join us. Tell us about, what if we can't wait, how do we get an urgent wedding through? Welcome to the studio, gals.
Thanks.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
So tell us if we can't wait. Mm-hmm. If we can't wait to get married, what do we need to do?
Yeah, so there's been a bit about this in the media recently. So obviously it's now law that you can get married as a same-sex couple, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. And as you may have seen if you've been reading The Age or watching The Project, there's been a really heartwarming case that's come out in the last few days where two ladies, Kaz Willow and Heather Richards, were the first same-sex couple to marry here in Australia. So they were able to avoid that usual one-month waiting period and marry on an urgent basis because, sadly, Kaz was suffering from cancer and it may have been that she wouldn't have seen out the year. So they were able to bypass that waiting period. And so we thought it would be really important to talk today about how you can get married quickly if you need to, also divorced quickly if you need to, and then also sort of some of the urgent issues that may come up at this time of year around Christmas.
That's right, because love can't wait.
Certainly not. Mm.
Sometimes it cannot. So before you can get married normally, you have to lodge a notice of intended marriage, and that needs to happen at least one calendar month prior to the wedding date. However, as Bon was saying, under limited exceptional circumstances, you can actually apply to birth, deaths and marriages and seek to get married in less than that 1 month period. So some of those exceptional circumstances include having employment or travel commitments for one of the parties of the marriage or sometimes family members. So for instance, if you've got family from coming overseas, that sort of thing, and they need to attend. Conflicts in wedding planning or planning things with your celebrant, things that are significant and can't be refunded or rescheduled. Obviously, serious medical conditions, which is what the example that Bon just gave. A party to the marriage being part of legal proceedings, and certainly if there's a risk that somebody could go to prison as part of those proceedings. And then, you know,
sorry, court-ordered wedding. No.
So if one of the parties to the marriage is part of court proceedings and there's a risk that they could be in prison, right, there might be a rush on them wanting to be able to get married before that 1 month period. Ah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to say, it is surprising to have seen some same-sex marriages happen already because as far as we knew, you had to wait until like the 7th or 8th or 9th of January because that was the exactly 1 month from when the bill passed. So
yeah, so I suppose if you see examples of same-sex marriages happening before that time, you can pretty much be assured that there would have been some of these exceptional circumstances that we've listed to enable that to happen.
But who decides? Is it a court or is it just an administrator?
It's birth, deaths and marriages. So you lodge the forms with them, they'll have a look at the application and make that decision.
Wow, and they can get around to that pretty quickly. Can you lodge the form as an urgent matter?
You can, yeah, particularly if there are those types of medical issues and things like that. So,
but do you need a good reason, though? Like, what if my orchids are in bloom now, I want the wedding now, does that count
that
as a valid
fall
reason?
Just shy just of shy? Exceptional circumstances? Yeah, I think it does have to be something pretty compelling, like the sort of examples that we gave, things that you can't control, you can't change, have really significant implications for, you know, the people getting married and certainly some of their close family members as well.
Mm. Wow. And so you said as well, this isn't just about marriage, this is about divorce.
That's right.
right. So, for example, if you had married overseas as a same-sex couple and then you've come back to Australia and it's now legalised, you may say, oh, hang on, I've separated from this person months ago. I may no longer want to be married. Mm. You may be ready to marry someone else but realised, hang on, I'm actually not divorced. So you may want to get divorced quite quickly. There also may be similar reasons such as health issues or court proceedings or some other reason you need to get divorced on an urgent basis, and that can happen.
Yeah, so usually when you're somebody who is married and wanting to get divorced, you do need to be separated for 1 year before making an application to court. And you can make that application by yourself or together with your partner, and there's a fee involved. You then have to wait for the matter to be listed in court.
Yeah, it can take quite a while. So usually the time frame to have a matter listed for divorce is 28 to 42 days. But given the lists and how busy the court is, it can actually be a couple of months.
And then once you get into court and actually have your divorce hearing, if the divorce order is made, it actually takes 1 month and 1 day after that date to actually become effective. So, you know, if you need to get remarried, it would be 1 month and 1 day after the order is made that you can actually do that.
Mm. So it can end up being sometimes up to 6 months before you can actually remarry.
Wow.
And yeah, so it can take a long time, but you can also apply urgently. So we had a recent case just this week where we had a lovely lady come in, had been separated for some time, hadn't realised she could do a sole application for divorce, thought she had to get her ex-partner to agree and do the joint application, left it too long, didn't get done, has a wedding planned for April and wouldn't have been divorced. So flowers had been bought, venue picked, paid for, celebrant organised, family and friends coming from interstate and overseas. We prepared an affidavit for her, filed that with the court with the application, explaining why it was urgent, what kind of costs would be incurred, and were able to get that through. So she'll be divorced before the wedding.
Thank goodness.
That's a good story. Was happy. Kind of a happy, sad that she's getting divorced, but happy that she's now getting remarried.
Yeah, good for her.
Good for her. Hey, if you've got any questions about getting married or getting divorced, and particularly if you can't wait, well, why should you wait? We've waited long enough to get marriage equality. Send us a message on 0427 JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. With Race Jackson Dean for the drive home on a Tuesday. We're here with the team from KHQ Lawyers. We've got Bonnie and we've got Bron, and we're talking about if you can't wait to get married or divorced, but also at this time of the year, it's Christmas time and things shut down, but life goes on and sometimes you do need support. So tell us, gals, what can we do?
Christmas is usually a very happy time of year for most people.
Yeah.
For some of the clients that we help in the family law team at KHQ, it can be a very difficult time of year. If you are recently separated, or you're thinking of getting separated, or there are just other urgent issues that arise in your day-to-day life, you know, for which you require legal assistance, that can be quite tough.
Mm, that's right. And so some of the things that we can help with are, as Monica and Christina discussed a couple of weeks ago, you may have an issue of safety. You may feel unsafe leaving, or you may have recently separated and feel like your safety is at risk, or the safety of your children. So we can help with getting an urgent intervention order, either with the police's assistance or making an application to the court. And that can be done even in that Christmas period if you need it. We can also help with parenting arrangements, so where the kids are over Christmas, who they spend time with, are they going away, where are they going, does someone want to take them overseas, is someone trying to take them overseas and you want to stop them. So we can help negotiate all of those types of arrangements or make an urgent application. It may be that you've separated and you've had your credit card cut off. You know, financial tap's been turned off. You've got no access to money. What do you do? You know, you've got Christmas presents to buy. You may have someone you need to travel to. So we can help sort out those finances as well.
Well, that's good news. You don't need to wait.
No.
Till the new year. You don't need to put up with an experience. Correct. Which is perhaps not. It might put you in danger.
Absolutely.
You can actually reach out and get some support.
Yeah, that's right. And it may even be you've got property or assets in one person's name. They're not in joint names. You want to protect those assets. Someone may have threatened to take off overseas with all your cash savings or sell the home out from under you. So those kind of urgent, what's called injunctions, can be sought to stop that.
What if I get a really dud Christmas present from my boyfriend?
Oh, absolutely. Look, can we can deal with that urgently.
Call us immediately.
No, he's good for it. He's got some good ideas for this year. I know he has.
But one of the serious things that can happen around this time of year is actually abduction. So we can see kids being taken off overseas without consent, you know, so we can help with that process. So Christina and I, a couple of years ago, had a case. It was over the Christmas break on a weekend, and one of the parties got on a plane ready to take off to New Zealand with the child. We were able to urgently get into court that day, get an order for the AFP to get on the plane, remove the child and actually stop the plane taking off until that child was safe. So A lot can be done.
Yeah, so basically just the message that we wanted to leave you with from us is that the KHQ family law team is available over the Christmas period.
No rest for you guys.
No.
No rest for the wicked. So if anything urgent does pop up and you feel like you need help, you need legal assistance, you can just contact the KHQ office and we will be there to help you.
But of course, awesome. If you do have any questions for the Joy Law team, you can email us here at joylaw@joy.org.au and we can pass on any messages to the team at KHQ as well.
That's right.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Thank you for that, ladies, and Merry Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you again in the new year.
Thank you, Merry Christmas.
Terrific.
KHQ lawyers offer family law advice for the LGBTI community that you can trust.
Our team has expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, arrangements for co-parenting and children after separation, and property settlements, including financial agreements.
We provide a free 30-minute consultation and adopt a flexible approach to billing, offering fixed fee arrangements and upfront estimates to suit your requirements.
Find out more and get in touch at khq.com.au. KHQ Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.